Wow,
yo,
I'm watching
yo,
out.
yo. You are now listening to episode 67, 68 of the Wait Till You Hear This Podcast. I'm Dane, joined by Rick and Darius. Say what up to the people, fellas.
What up, yo?
Going on.
So these niggas is hilarious right now, and I just wanted to kick this shit off because I didn't want y'all to miss the funny. So apparently they're live reacting to finding out that there's a Clipper show getting made, and apparently Lawrence Fishburne is going to be Doc Rivers.
I can't believe this shit, Laura. They got Cowboy Larry as Doc Rivers. They even painted his hair. He got the little hair paint on. Yeah, he looked like Carlos Boozer as Lawrence
Fishburne. Getting a WD-40 on his head.
Lawrence Fishburne look crazy as hell. This nigga escaped the Matrix for this. That's wild.
To the new facial expressions like Doc Rivers.
I hope that ain't DeAndre Jordan. I don't know. Oh my god!
All them niggas is known though. That's the wild part. Like all of
I don't know none of these niggas. Whoever this is playing Chris Paul look weird.
Let me go look it up. Cause I feel like I knew who all them niggas was.
Okay, this little light skinned nigga next to Wallow, is that supposed to be Matt Barnes? What the fuck is that supposed to be? Or is that supposed to be Austin Rivers? I can't tell. Because he kind of looked like Lauren Fishburne, so I don't know if they're trying to play off. Boy, I can't get over Wallow. Wallow look picture, crazy as hell.
You didn't see the picture where they had like the side-by-side for who's playing who?
No, they got the picture I'm seeing is a picture of
Lawrence
Fishburne.
I ain't
Fishburne.
Get the side-by-side either. I want to see that.
So the nigga that's playing Chris Paul is Lil Murder from what's the show with the strippers? Down in the Valley Where the Girls Get Naked.
Nigga, what?
I don't know what that is. That's show man, though.
That is the homie.
P-Valley. So I just sent it to y'all. I don't know the nigga in the middle. I don't know what the nigga in the middle is from, but I know dude is Dro. Matt Barnes is Dro. Oh, shit, they got somebody else playing Blake Griffin.
Dude that playing Chris Paul, I seen him on a podcast somewhere.
Boy,
don't he
Paul.
Play like a gay dude in the show?
Yeah, Lil Murder. He a gay rapper. He a gangster gay rapper.
He look more like Quentin Miller than he do Chris Paul. That nigga do not look like Chris Paul.
Look like DeAndre Jordan, though. Whoever they got DeAndre Jordan, they picked the right motherfucker.
Yeah, he look just like DeAndre Jordan.
He do not got them BDRs like him.
He look like that nigga.
He look like that nigga, though. He don't, this, whatever the fuck, the nigga that's playing Blake Griffin looks nothing like Blake Griffin.
That nigga look like a Mexican. He don't even look like a ginger.
He showed him.
The drone nigga look more like Blake Griffin than the nigga they picked to play Blake Griffin, dude.
He do. Matt Barnes, like, I'd fight everybody if I was Matt Barnes.
No, the worst one is JJ Redick. Buddy looked nothing like JJ Redick.
They got some random ass white dude to play JJ Redick.
That's the worst one.
let's keep it a stat. The chick that they got to play, the mistress, that lady is 1,000 times way better than who the fuck they picked, dog. Like,
honestly, it just looked like they picked her because they both got like the Botox looking lips. But
yeah,
I know the girl
that's what it was.
Her isn't Botox.
She look a million times better than that girl. Man.
She do. That's a fact. But I see why what Ricky said. That's the reason why they picked her, because of the lips. It looked like
they both not ugly to me. They just both look crazy.
Now when you see her talk, she's ugly as fuck.
Boy, Donald Sterling, he just look like he thinking nigga.
That nigga look like boy.
This nigga look. All right, wow. Who's playing Donald Sterling?
I forget who they got to play Donald Sterling.
Like you can see death,
God,
you can see death on his shoulder. Death
Darius,
is right there.
Darius, guess who played Donald Sterling?
Who?
They're about to have Al Bundy calling these niggas a nigga.
They got Al Bundy playing.
Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill is playing Donald Sterling. Jesus Christ.
He is.
Jesus Christ. Oh my lord.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna never be able to look at Ed O'Neill the same.
Hell no.
And you said the guy who's playing Chris Paul is gay?
No.
In the show,
he's not gay at all. He's married. He got a wife and shit. He ain't gay, but he play a gay character on P-Valley. He play a gay gangster rapper named Lil Murder.
Oh, he's like the Omar guy.
Yeah, pretty much same thing. Play a gay person that's not gay in real life. Yeah,
this nigga gangster as hell though. Like he like a gooned out nigga that's just gay in the hood.
I ain't mad at that. That's what y'all said. Omar was from not the Wood.
The Wire.
The Wire. There you go. He looked more like Quentin Richardson though than he do Chris Paul. Like dead ass.
He do kind of like Quentin.
That's crazy. They straight gave that. Oh, FX is doing it. That says it all. It's a Hulu production.
So the nigga Uncle Murder mess with this transgender person on the show named Uncle Clifford.
You said Uncle Murder?
Uncle Clifford.
Oh. I swear to God, you just said Uncle Murder.
He did but, say Uncle Murder, didn't he?
No, I didn't say Uncle Murder, nigga. I said Uncle Clifford.
All right, we're going to listen to this back. You said Uncle Murder. Uncle Murder going to beat your ass.
The reason why I know I didn't say Uncle Murder is because I'm reading the shit. Like, I'm reading.
No, dead ass. I swear to you, I thought you said Uncle Murder. I was like, wait, what's going on? Like,
he said Uncle Murder, but he just misspoke. I'm not saying you just misspoke, but you did say Uncle Murder, though. You did. You didn't say Little Murder.
Who is this lady next to Donald Sterling? Because she kind of looked like that dude from Aerosmith. I'm put the picture in the group chat. She looked like the Aerosmith nigga, though. Walk this way. There you go. She looked just like him. Look, Pete, look at the other people that have in the cast. I just sent it.
That's crazy. Say she
looks
like
Darius, am I lying? Don't she look like Walk This Way?
No, she does look like that baby.
So the real version of the lady looked like Steven Tyler. I agree.
Yeah, she looked like, come get me a kiss. That's your wild.
The person that's playing her don't look like Steven Tyler, but the real lady, yeah, I agree.
No, the lady playing her as an actor looked like Hannibal Lecter. She looked like Hair Clarice. These people look crazy. This is a bad casting.
The real lady looked like a skeleton. Like, you know that Tales from the Crypt shit?
Where she looked wild. Talking?
She looked just like that. That's what that lady looked like.
The only person who looks like kind of like the actor and the real person is that guy all the way to the right. I don't know who that's supposed to be. The white guy.
Yeah, he does. He looked just like that.
Hey, Lil Peachburn do look like Doc Rivers though, man.
Not really though. That nigga Lawrence Fishburne face is way too fat to be Doc Rivers, dog.
I can't.
Doc Rivers face not that fat, dog.
For real. I don't know about y'all.
I can see Lawrence Fishburne doing the faces. I can see him doing the faces.
Every time I see Lawrence Fishburne, I just can't see him without that Jerry curl from fucking Pee Wee Herman. So that nigga ain't gonna look like.
How is that the first one thing you think about when you see Lawrence Fishburne?
Because when I was a kid, that's how I knew Lawrence Fishburne.
That's like the earliest thing he saw from him.
Yeah. That nigga.
I didn't like Pee Wee Playhouse like that, man.
Yeah, that's before my time.
I've seen that shit.
That's before my time.
That's because Ricky old as hell. I keep forgetting he's old.
Nigga, we are the same age. Cut it out, son. You were just outside gangbanging.
The first thing I know Lawrence Fishburne from is like fucking
The Matrix, no?
No.
I remember him from Boys in the Hood. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
School Days, Boys in the Hood, shit like that.
I remember School Days was it's more Boys in the Hood for me when I see him. That's the first thing.
Boys in the Hood is probably like his first like the one, like when he was Furious Styles, that's the one, you know. But The Matrix is the one that like took him to a new stratosphere. But fuck, he was Ike. He was Ike and What's Love Gotta Do?
He played the shit out of Ike. That's his best role ever. And What's Love Gotta Do with It?
What's Love Gotta Do?
Oh, I knew this nigga was gonna get to singing. As soon as you said that, I knew that was coming.
Really?
He can't help himself.
He can't.
I love that song, man.
He been gonna be on Broadway so bad, man.
He said, I love that song.
This nigga Darius name on the thing you say, I have unlimited bullets.
Who the hell just looked and was like, yo, I need Al Bundy to call these niggas. Like, I still can't get over that. That's so wild.
What's homie name?
I wonder who they're gonna get to play Steph Curry.
Yeah, who knows, nigga?
Well, remember, the big thing that happened with that is they were supposed to come out. The Warriors were gonna come out during the playoffs and walk off, but they came out with the Clippers came out with the jerseys turned inside out and everything.
They might not have them niggas on that, but you are right about that. They were supposed
to. So I wonder if
they gonna have them. They gonna have some off-brand ass nigga playing.
Because remember, that big stand that they did right there, that's what caused them to end up getting Donald Sterling off the team once they got big like that. And they were like, all right, and that pushed it over. So I wonder, how's that scene gonna look?
They got some little white girl playing stuff.
Go get this. Get this one started. He gonna fly through that iPhone and start punching you, Darius. He gonna do like Stone Cold. He gonna do like Stone Cold and just run through your phone like,
don't get this boy started. It's crazy. That's funny as fuck, dog. That is funny as fuck, bro. Hey, man, this like, bro, Steph got that game ceiling block, man. They gonna put that shit in the Smithsonian, Cardo.
Suck them off. That's how you know.
Yo, he said,
Darius, I finally found that clip.
He said, that shit.
I went. Yep, I went and found that clip. It was off the Knuckleheads. That's where I seen it on. When he was talking, about Jeremy Lin, and Rajon Rondo was like, y'all like that little nigga? Nah, fuck that. We ain't doing that. Suck him off.
Right.
Hey, P, suck him off, nigga.
That shit was funny as hell.
That nigga not like that. Hey, P, suck him off, nigga.
I found that clip and I was waiting for Dame because I knew he was going to say something about that block. As soon as he posted that block and I seen it, I posted that shit on there. Suck him off. I thought that shit was funny as hell.
Did y'all watch that shit, though? Darius, did you watch the end of that game?
No, I didn't see it. I was at work.
Man, listen. I thought them niggas lost the game. I thought that nigga Ricky always be like, you gotta believe.
That's all you can do.
Nigga, because I was not believing, nigga. I was like, these niggas just sat up here and lost this fucking game after being up 13 points. And then, like, 2 minutes to go, down 8, this nigga Steph went crazy.
Yeah, he blocked my homie shot. I ain't like that, but I did see it.
Oh, this nigga lied.
Oh, you lied?
No, I seen that play. I did see the play where he blocked the shot. I didn't see the actual game.
This nigga
Darius
just set up here
live. I didn't see the actual game. I seen that clip.
I was like, this nigga really loved Dennis Smith Jr.
I knew you was gonna say that shit.
And Darius, what make it so crazy is the nigga has scored like 16 points to get them niggas to tie the game up. Like, that nigga made all them threes, and then Jrue Holiday came down and mugged the shit out of Looney. Right after Steph tied the game up, nigga, that nigga Jrue Holiday come down on the other side, get a switch with Looney and shoot right in his face. And then it's like, God damn, bro, this nigga Steph did all this shit and they about to lose because Jrue just made this shot. And then Steph come down on the other end and make another three. So now it's like, okay, you got to get one more stop. That nigga blocked that shot, nigga. I was like, oh my God, this nigga's amazing. And then Ricky told me, suck him up.
Nah, see, that ain't why I did it. You came in a group posting about this need to be in some art museum or some shit. I was like, hello.
Yeah, I stopped. I was trolling, nigga.
Oh, no, I know you was trolling, but I was like, nope, I got to go find this video. And I sat there for like 15, I ain't going to lie, maybe 15, 20 minutes. I was like, suck him off, Kevin Garnett, YouTube, Rajon Rondo, suck. And then eventually I found it on Knucklehead.
That nigga said he went searching for it, nigga. That nigga had to look for it.
I was definitely looking for it on YouTube. It was like, right.
His YouTube search looked nasty, boy. He thought, fuck them all.
Oh, y'all niggas. Oh, shit. Next topic.
Oh, nah.
Ain't no telling what shit popped up on your damn
head.
Nope.
Wow. Nope. It was, nope. Wow. This nigga.
Yeah, I did not think about that.
You flagrant as hell, nigga. This is dirty motherfucker.
Nigga, did y'all see the shit where Lush got kicked off No Jumper?
I literally just seen it right before I had got on this podcast.
Yo, nigga got him on air and like kicked him off the show. Adam 22 sat down next to that nigga and kicked that nigga off the show on air.
Yeah, like, fired.
Like, he said, like, you fired. Like, I think you need to. Yo, that shit was crazy, dog. And he ain't
why'd
even
get rid
like,
of him?
Huh? He told Lush something, and Lush went and told some people, and it got back to the person that, like, whoever he was talking about, and, like, Adam knew know that it was Lush that said this shit, because he's, like, the only person, it could have been or some shit. So it was, like, it wasn't no concrete proof that Lush said this shit, but, like, that nigga didn't give a fuck. That nigga still kicked that nigga off regardless.
Well, they was having problems with Lush before that, no? Because I kept seeing folks in the group post, like, Lush trying to battle rap people or whatever on the Jumper.
They make Lush the butt of all the jokes. So they be making fun of him, they be embarrassing him, they be shitting on him, and Like, this is another, they could have fired Lush behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no shit where you had to do it on camera, on live on stream. But he chose to do it live on stream to embarrass him.
Well, so, you think Joe Budden gonna talk about it?
I highly doubt it. Talking about no jumper shit, I highly doubt it. It's not like that shit ain't. He ain't gonna talk about that.
Oh, I just know he'd be speaking on some of the things I was be doing sometimes. He'd be like, "That's whole shit" or whatever. Yeah. Like, I remember he was coming at him over.
He can't call that whole shit because he fired two niggas that wouldn't eat there.
He
sure did do that. I forgot to say, I'm wearing a ball. I'm out of there. Like, fired.
If Joe not gonna talk about the shit that happened with House Phone, that shit? House Phone is a person that was working at No Jumper too. The nigga Adam, apparently House Phone is a black dude who at one point in his life had interactions with a transgender person. So the nigga Adam interviewed, like, House Phone ain't never said nothing. Like, nobody know that about House Phone or whatever. The nigga Adam, who they supposed to be friends, the nigga Adam goes and interviews the transgender person that House Phone had relations with before. And the transgender person said the shit in their interview that they had relations before. And then Adam's supposed to edit the shit out, and he didn't edit the shit out. He let one slip through the cracks. So that basically exposed that House Phone was like, this, you know.
The House Phone was tapped? Was it, was you trying to say?
That was a good one.
Wow. House Phone was tapped is crazy.
Why is his name House Phone? That's a strange nickname.
It's a rap name. It's just a rap name. It's like just a weird rap name. But yeah,
that's a dope ass name.
The nigga House Phone left the show. He left the show. But like, it was a whole thing. That nigga.
Yeah, he threw a drink on him.
A drink on Adam 22 and everything.
That's
he
it.
Threw a drink on the. He threw a drink. That was about to fight.
Man, you know when niggas don't really want to fight. He was just throwing shit. He didn't want to fight.
I seen that one dude beat the shit out of the other dude. He was sitting there.
Yeah, that was like, that one little angry nigga that be on there. I can't remember.
Yeah, he called old boy Darius's favorite word. And that dude just beat blood down his mouth badly.
That was suspect. Suspect beat Kelpie up. McKelpie ain't, I don't know, man. That ain't even
Suspect and McKelpie? These guys got interesting names.
Almighty Suspect versus Lil Kelpie. But anyways, getting out of this No Jumper shit. Nigga, did y'all see what Charleston White did?
Oh, I saw him pull his eye out the other day. I didn't know that nigga had a glass eye. That shit caught me way out.
He always said that he blind. He's disabled. He blind one night. He always said that.
This nigga went on like this whole tirade against Asian people. Like I'm saying, like he.
Oh, I didn't see it. I seen the videos, but I ain't never watched them. But he said. I heard he bought him like a math or something, math daughters or something.
I don't know that specifically, but he was like,
he said he wanted to rape math daughters or somebody else.
Rape little Asian girls and all types of shit. Like, he
math got an Asian daughter?
No. This wasn't about. He was just talking about Asian people in general. Like, he was just talking about Asian people. The math shit is something else.
No. I didn't hear what he said, so I need clarification. Did you say Mac or math?
I said math. He said Mac.
That's what Darius said. China Mac responded to this nigga Charleston White over the Asian stuff, though. So Charleston White just make a lot of people upset. So he said this shit about the Asian community, and China Mac told that nigga, you got a live show coming up in New York that you're doing with DJ Academics. We pulling up. Nigga, do you know they canceled that show?
Yeah, and Mav said the same thing. Mav said he was coming up there.
That nigga China Mac said, first and foremost, Charleston White does not speak for all black people. This is not a Asian thing versus a black thing. This is a Charleston White thing. And Charleston White, we gonna come see you. That's what that was. And nigga, do you know that they canceled the fuck out that show? Canceled the fuck out it.
I'm surprised Math and China Mac wasn't gonna fight because I heard they had some stuff going on. Going back and forth.
I think that's unrelated though. Like, it's just
I'm just saying if Darius was saying Math, so he was gonna pull up too.
I understand what you're saying. I was just saying.
Like, yeah, because I seen more Math shit. I didn't really see. I seen that he said something about Asian people. I did, but I seen Math say
this shit just happened.
Math said, "I'm gonna see you." He was like, "I'm coming to that show, and we're gonna get you off this earth." That's what Math said to him.
Oh, shit.
Because he said he was going to rape Mav's daughter. So Mav took that as he should, because the motherfucker said that about my kids. It's a rap. It's over with. Like, It's up. I wouldn't even go on the internet though. That's the thing. But Bam said that when he catch dude is up so for saying that shit.
That nigga said that he hate Asian people. He feel like Asian stores should be robbed. Asian women should be raped. He said Asian babies should be raped and used as gator bait. All types of shit.
Why the hell would a baby need to be raped? These niggas are strange,
just,
bro.
Just saying whatever, bro. They canceled that show. Hopefully,
is he disabled? Like mentally?
He just said whatever.
I think he is, but I don't know.
He just says whatever. I think he just says whatever to get a reaction. That's what I think it is. He just said
he get money off just wilding. He just say the wildest shit. People pay attention to him, and he get money. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Like the last time he pulled a gun on a motherfucker, I'm like, I don't understand it.
Didn't he pepper spray Soldier Boy or some shit like that? That's wild. Dude tripping. I don't know. What made him get to that? Was he on live TV or live?
Live.
He was on live. He was on live. But Charlie Mack went and said, hey, we gonna fix this today, nigga. You disrespect my people, nigga. We gonna fix this today. So that was a
China Mac don't let nothing slide. He be hearing everything. That nigga really be having his ear tapped into the street. I remember he was going to fight that dude over like the restaurant store show on YouTube or whatever.
He did fight him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did actually fight with shit. That nigga always into some. He with the shit, so I'll say that much.
He didn't want to fight Bav, though.
Oh, he didn't? I thought he was with fighting math.
I don't know what happened with that. I thought they was gonna box. I ain't hit nothing else. I don't know.
Cause I think China Mac and like on Cali now, like a West Coast now, not on the East
Coast.
Yeah,
yeah. He moved to LA now, I think.
I don't think he'd be scared of the fade, but who knows? It's probably different in New York. Wait, ain't he from there?
Yeah, he from New York.
Oh well, maybe math got a little bit more clout or something out there. I don't know, but I ain't instigating. I don't want to do problems with China Mac or Math Hopper.
That nigga China Mac really liked that. He went to LA and called for a fight with a reputable gang, nigga. That nigga China Mac don't give a fuck, dog.
Hey, I heard he went to prison and
that did take some heart though. That took a lot of heart.
Them drug niggas be
I respect them for that.
That nigga better than me. I ain't going outside to call nobody. I'm a whole man, man. With all this shit, Garrett, you got unlimited bullets, nigga. Handle that for us.
Them jail niggas be ready to fight, boy. Hey, speaking of nigga, did y'all hear about Sean Kemp?
Oh, the Rain Man, yeah.
Yeah, they wasn't properly using his skill set. That nigga was always a shooter. They just wanted him to go through.
He was
the
always running from like 15 feet, boy.
Nigga said that wasn't probably using his skill set. That's crazy, boy.
Did you see how he upped that shit in out the car? That nigga came full motion. Like, that nigga's mechanics was perfect. He let off with everything. That nigga's a shooter. A lethal shooter.
He was always a shooter, huh?
You know, he was a shooter in the league, though. He had a great mid-range jumper. He had a great mid-range jumper, as you can see.
He definitely did. Nigga was like
from the elbow, boy.
He was banging on you two ways. Gun and the leg.
The craziest part is the information came out like, yo, they arrested Sean Kemp. And then the next thing you know is like, yeah, Sean Kemp is free, nigga.
Well, the shit that threw me off of there was like Sean Kemp was involved in a drive-by shooting. I was like,
right, I thought just like he was random fools, you know.
Because you know he owns like stock or owns a weed dispensary. So I'm like, you know, this nigga just in the bend the corner, like, nigga, this is my block.
Right, this is my shit now. He thought he was Leon.
It's just let off. But they said, I guess somebody like broke into his car, tried to steal his shit, and he had like one of those like I don't know, like an Apple Tag or something, like a GPS or something to find the shit.
To go look for it, right? And then niggas start shooting at him.
That shit, wow! But that was the last thing I was expecting to see that day. I laughed so hard when I read that because I was like, Sean Kemp in a drive-by, boy, 60. What the fuck, 60-year-old Sean Kemp?
I was like, nigga. These gangster, I was like, these gangster basketball players giving the league a bad name, nigga. Ja just was some shit, and not Sean Kemper. Letting the hammer fly, nigga. Niggas is really getting to it.
That nigga Gilbert Arena saw that shit and started smiling. My nigga, like Denzel off the fucking training day. That shit, wow. Sean Kemp shooting, Jaw. You ain't lying, bro. That shit, wow. But I'm glad the nigga okay, because that shit was the wildest headline I've seen in a long time. Then I was like, you know, Gary Payton driving, that nigga glove, he just holding on to the wheel. Like, what's going on? Like,
nigga said, hey, Cardo, he ain't need no assist for this one, huh?
Hell no,
that nigga went ISO.
Yeah, he did.
That nigga went ISO, like, move out the way. I got this.
That nigga said 1 foot flat.
That shit, wow. Sean Kemp ain't a low nigga. So if that nigga come up out the car, you see that nigga flatten me. That's a big motherfucker with the fofo.
Go with the fofo.
Go on, that
shit was wild, but I guess I'm glad that nigga good though. He got out, so he got him a good lawyer.
Yeah, that nigga got out quick. That nigga got a quick. So Ricky, before we started potting, this nigga Ricky told me that, man, that Piff no longer exists, man.
Yeah, 18 years and they out of here.
Man, that's crazy. That's truly an end of an era, man. That's truly an end of an era, man.
I mean,
what's the best tape you feel like you got off of that pill?
Cushion Orange Juice? Wiz Khalifa. Boy, man, that shit was fire.
I never listened to Cushion OJ. But I never was a big Wiz fan when he was on his tape grind. How about you, Darius? What's your favorite tape off that pill?
Oh, man. Shit. I don't even know, to be honest with you, because I honestly didn't rock with that Pimp like that. I didn't. Like, all the music I heard, I would get off the streets. I wouldn't, like, on the internet get music like that. Like,
oh, you just be walking and see a tape on the floor?
If you think about the era, what was your favorite tape from around that time? Mixtape, like, maybe like 10, 12 years ago. What was, like, your favorite mixtape?
I could tell you what it is. It was the World War versus CDs, huh? Well, fucking Benny Siegel and Jadakiss and all of them was beefing, huh?
Nah, not that. I'm trying to think. I don't know. It probably wasn't the...
That's a little far back for that pill.
Yeah, that's a little far back.
Not really.
I'm going to think
that
of that
was like
far
18.
Back.
That was 18 years ago. That ain't that far back.
Yeah, because that was like, what, 04?
Yeah, that's about that time. That's when mixtapes really start blowing up, when all the verses and stuff start coming out. Because they used to have all the beef CDs and all that shit,
like,
too.
I feel like Siegel versus... Like, I feel like
that was like 03, 04 now?
Yeah, it's a little bit early. I think it's like maybe like a 02, 02, 03. But that's before Dat Piff really took off, though. Like, Dat Piff probably came like maybe 3-4 years later, to me at least, when it was like really prominent.
Oh, I thought you were asking on just his favorite mixtape shit.
No, that's, I was saying, like, around the time that Dat Piff era, you know? That's kind of what I was asking. Like, that Piff, to me, is like 05, 06, 07, and so on and so forth.
Shit, it was probably, it had to be one of the Wayne shit. It probably was,
that's like around Dedication 2 time.
Yeah, I was about to say Dedication 2, that's exactly what I was about to say. I think that was about, probably my favorite one at that time.
Dedication 2 time, shit, man, I used to live on that Piff, man. Fuck, the Lloyd Banks tapes, shit, Jeezy tapes, Button, Move Music tapes. What else? Fucking, I just thought of it a lot. So, like you said, the Wayne tapes. Fuck them Royce tapes. Bar exams. It was so much shit on there, man. When Drake finally started dropped So Far Gone. I became a Button fan off of going on Dat Piff and listening to Move Music 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's when that shit came out.
Clay Thompson,
Clay Thompson is fucking different, nigga. This nigga, boy, what? Man.
You sound like Kevin Garnett. You just sounding emotions over here right now. That nigga, we're from, yeah, rest in peace. This nigga's different. Ooh. Like,
He back. Cardo. Klay Thompson is back, nigga.
Nigga, I'm busy. He's back.
This is Klay. This is Klay for real, nigga. This is like Klay, nigga. Like all that other shit that niggas was talking about. This Klay for real, nigga. That nigga got 33 points in the first half, dog. He 8-for-12 from the 3-point line.
That sound about right. Niggas are good shit.
Yo, Darius, this nigga's 8-for-12 from the 3-point line in the first half.
Damn.
That's not about Klay Thompson. That's that nigga either hot or he cold.
It definitely do. I'm not saying that like it's like that ain't no shit that he don't do. I'm just saying like nigga like that nigga back dog, Klay back dog.
I wonder what team he gonna be on next year though. You laughing, but the niggas don't do what they supposed to do. They said they're breaking that shit up.
I hate you, nigga.
So you gonna be Steph Curry and whoever the fuck they get at, nigga. You gonna be mad.
It's gonna be Steph Curry and Jordan Poole fighting for their life.
Yo, good luck with that shit, because I'm leaving.
Steph Curry, Kevon Looney, nigga. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all good luck. I'm going wherever the fuck
Klay
go.
You think it's a joke, nigga? Klay leaving, nigga. Steph gonna be out this motherfucker too.
Shit, you think it's a joke? I'm gonna be Laker gang, nigga. All my life. That nigga go to Lakers, it's Laker gang. That nigga go to Magic. Nigga, I'm claiming everything Orlando. I'm just gonna start Googling some shit and be like, yeah, nigga.
I've been a Magic fan my whole life.
Entire life.
And there's that nigga Klay go to the Magic. Carter gonna be like, nigga, this is Crip.
I don't know the correlation, but yep.
They wear blue, nigga.
Oh, they be having the pinstripes too, so I don't know. I'm gonna have some Penny Hardaways and a fucking Klay jersey on, most definitely. That nigga go to the Bulls. Oh, it's lit, nigga. Stop playing with me, goofy ass. What up, Joe?
I can't imagine Klay go to the rack, dog. If Klay go to the rack, dog, nah, dog. It's gonna be, I'm a shooter like, they're gonna have a record named Klay Thompson. I'm gonna shoot it like,
and I'm gonna play that shit every day. I'm gonna have a little dirt shirt on next to Klay the whole night, nigga. It's gonna be.
But while we playing, though, you know who really need Klay?
Lakers?
Nah. Luka Doncic, nigga.
Oh, I'll never be a Mavs fan. I'm keeping it real. I don't like the Mavs. I don't like nothing about them. They jerseys right. I don't really fuck with Mark Cuban like that. He ain't never really done nothing. Like, but I don't know. I can't really see that. I don't know, man. What's so great about Dallas? Like, I don't know nothing good about them. Like, I'm not even talking about the city either. I'm just talking about the Mavericks. Like, I don't give a fuck about no Dirk Nowitzki. Nigga ain't never did shit for me.
He ain't never
bang on them.
Nah, that Dirk run from
Like suck him off. I don't give a fuck about no Dirk.
Hey Cardo, this is the last day for that suck him off shit, nigga.
I'm not. Well, nigga, I'll be telling you about no
Dirk.
I'm not
going for it, nigga. This nigga keep telling me suck niggas off, nigga. I ain't. Before we leave this one, close this one out. Who's the worst player you've ever watched in basketball? Like the worst player you've ever seen. I was talking to Carter. I said, Killian Hayes is probably the worst basketball player.
The worst basketball?
You haven't seen a lot of basketball players then.
Nigga, you haven't watched Killian Hayes.
Worst basketball player I've ever seen. Give me a moment.
It's a couple of them I've seen from the Bulls. Y'all probably wouldn't know who they is. It was years ago. Because I think it's a bad basketball player.
Say who it is, nigga. If they don't know, they don't know.
It's a motherfucker named Cordell David. If you ever see Cordell David play basketball, that's probably the worst nigga I ever seen play basketball.
He was in the NBA.
He started in the NBA. He was trash.
Cordell David?
I think that's what we said.
Did this nigga lose us? Oh, this nigga had an accent.
My bad. I said, yeah, Cordell David.
This nigga had an accent on the E, Cardo.
I don't speak them words. I don't know. It's not a Kai Bowman.
This nigga's a Hungarian nigga.
The Wolves draft him. That's gonna be the next time the cool coach.
It was either Kai Bowman or Nico Mannion. I don't know.
Y'all didn't draft this nigga. Well, see, this don't count to me, Darius. This nigga was an undrafted player, so this don't really count. Like
that nigga started in the NBA. He started with the
These undrafted niggas supposed to be nigga. This shit don't have none of that, nigga.
Yeah, that's it for me. Kai Bowman or Nico Mannion. You know?
Yeah, he didn't play for very long. He didn't stay in the league for very long.
Exactly, because he was ass.
Killian Hayes actually got drafted like a lottery pick, nigga. So like the nigga you talking about supposed to be garbage. Cornell David. That nigga undrafted from a foreign country.
Who was that one white boy that used to be on your team? Not Alex Caruso. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I used to laugh every time his ass got on the court, Darius. He was on the Bulls. I think he was in there like 2001 or something. I can't remember that boy's name. He was ass. Every time he got out there, he couldn't hit shit. I think he had the same last name as me. I cannot remember that nigga's name. He was like a shooting guard, a small forward. I can't remember this nigga's name. Was it Tyler Cook? No, it wasn't Tyler Cook. Tyler Cook ain't.
No, Tyler Cook, but...
It was a white boy. You know who I'm talking about, though. That boy was pretty ass, too. But Kai Bowman or Nico Mannion or whatever that Hispanic dude's name was. That nigga was ass. On Golden State, I'll never forget that. And the niggas were so bad. That nigga Curry said, yo, my wrist broke. Fall on me and just left. That nigga stopped playing for me. That shit was bad.
So Dat Pimp said these niggas lied. 45 minutes ago, Dat Pimp tweeted. They said, despite the rumors, we are happy to report that we will still be supplying you with all the mixtapes you love. We're working through technical issues on our site and app, but still actively update our YouTube. Thanks for all the love and concerns, but we promise we are still here.
I don't listen to the niggas, no way. I'll be on Spotify. I don't even really listen to music like that.
Same here.
I ain't mad, huh? Darius, you know damn well you be listening to music.
Not really. Tell you the truth.
What y'all niggas be listening to?
Podcast?
I don't even
know. What you listen to?
Nah, if I listen to music, it's all old school music. Like, I don't listen to nothing new.
Yeah, I said the same thing to him.
I just listen to podcasts for the most part. If I only listen to podcasts, I'm usually cracking jokes and shit with folks at work. I like laughing, man. Laughing is the greatest thing on earth, bro.
Y'all saw how they played on Angela Bassett again, huh, man? Y'all saw that shit?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. I actually heard about it on ESPN. They were talking about it, and they were like, they're glad she went off like that because she deserves, like, a good award from them already. I guess she lost it to, like, Jamie Lee Curtis or whatever they were saying. I ain't going to lie. I don't even know the movie.
I watched both of them. I saw everything. I saw the other movie. It was a great movie. It won every category, basically. It won Best Supporting Actress. It didn't win Best Support. I think it won both Best Supporting Actress and Actor. It won for Best Picture. It won for Best Actress because the lead of the movie was a woman. It won all of the awards. Everything. It was a great, great film. But if Angela Bassett was going to lose to somebody, it should have been the daughter of the main character that she lost to, because she actually had like a real big role and like was like incredible in the movie. Jamie Lee Curtis wouldn't even really like she wouldn't even really like cut like that in the movie for real, like, you know. And they played on Angela before when What's Love got to do with it. Angela Bassett lost that award to The Piano. Have you ever seen The Piano?
Nah, I don't even know the movie Jamie Lee Curtis was in, to be honest. I ain't never heard of it.
Nigga, have you ever heard of The Piano, nigga?
I heard of The Pianist, but I ain't never heard of The Piano.
Nah, nigga, The Piano. Like, I looked at that, I was like, nigga, this movie's called
The Pianist, man. It ain't The Piano, the dude who went to war and all that. I know the movie you're talking about.
This is a different movie, bro.
Oh, really?
The Piano is the Pianist is the movie about, like,
World War II or some shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Piano is something else.
What the fuck is The Piano? Like, hold on, I gotta look this shit up. I thought you was tripping. My apologies.
Holly Hunter won for The Piano.
Who the fuck is Holly Hunter? Nigga, I put a piano and the Casio popped out. And y'all playing the Casio. A movie don't even pop up. Piano movie. What year was that?
It's 93. It says it's an erotic period drama film.
Well, these people are old.
The film focuses on a mute Scottish woman who travels to a remote part of New Zealand with her young daughter.
Whack.
After her arranged marriage to a frontiersman. Whack, you're right. That shit sounds ass, nigga. That shit sounds ass, boy.
See nothing about no Scottish lady traveling to play. Even the poster whack. It's just like a piano on a beach. It's like a little girl doing like a cartwheel, and it's like, I don't know, this lady look Amish to me. It don't look nothing Scottish. She ain't like all black. Look like she going to a funeral. A Jane Capin film? Nah, I'm good. This shit sound trash. Holly Hunter.
Yeah, so they Harvey shitted Kittle. On Angela. Harvey Keitel. They shitted on Angela for that one. Cause
they don't correct me. I said that nigga how it is. Fuck that movie. Give a fuck about no piano. Magnificent, beautiful. This shit look lame as hell. Ain't nobody get no bitches to this. Hey, bro, you want to go see the piano?
Like, bro, like real shit, man. That like that. What's Love Got? Her performance and What's Love Got to Do with It is so classic, dog. It's so fucking classic, bro.
Right.
And then this shit went like whatever, dog. And now Queen Mother lose too, nigga. Like fuck these niggas, God, up, man. Fuck these niggas, man. Queen Mother done lost, man.
This little movie look racist.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world. And my entire family is gone.
I ain't seen Wakanda Forever either. I ain't gonna give
not giving everything. She smoked that shit, dog. She smoked that shit, dog.
Darius, she seen Wakanda Forever?
Nope.
All right, nigga. Fuck y'all niggas.
No, I was just asking. Like,
that's a fact. I haven't seen it.
Hey, we out.
I was just asking. I haven't seen none of them nerd movies in a cool minute. No disrespect to like the people who enjoy them. I ain't been into them lately. That shit's been kind of all over the place. I heard it was good though.
I watched
it. Except for Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar said that shit was racist. He said 150,000 lashes to everybody.
Because the Mexican showed up beating the shit out of everybody.
Shout out to the Mexicans, I guess.
I watched the bootleg of Scream the other day. Y'all know
was Ghostface killing the Ghostface?
Nah, bro.
Well, then I'll
tell you this, though. This was the first time I made that connection, though. Ghostface Killer and a Ghostface Killer, because somebody said that joke in the movie.
But like, that shit would have been fire, because it took place in New York. If Ghostface would have came out and been like, you know, whatever the fuck he be saying, because he talking like smooth ass, like riddles and shit, that shit would have been fire.
It definitely took place in New York. So y'all know I don't watch horror movies, right? So I fast forward whenever somebody about to get killed.
Oh, man.
Nigga,
how you watch gangster movies then?
Nigga, that's not the same, nigga. I can watch gangster movies fine.
Somebody dying though, like a drive-by don't scare you.
No.
This nigga, you built tough like Ford, nigga. You were different.
So look right. The movie is good. I'll say that the movie is good. It's hard for me to be like surprised about who the reveal is for the killer anymore. Like, it's to the point where like they've exhausted every option to where when the movie start, I start to suspect everybody. So like when it come out, I've already like suspected that it might be that person. So the reveal didn't do shit to me. I will say this though, nigga, the way that the Ghostface niggas is killing niggas, them niggas is like Jason, nigga. Nigga, I was like, nigga, like, nigga, I never remember these niggas being this aggressive, nigga. Like, this nigga was on some, like, John Wick type shit, nigga. Like, normally the Ghostface nigga be trying to kill somebody when they got him one-on-one, and then if that don't work, they just wait till they can get somebody alone again. Nigga, one of the first scenes where...
Spoiler alert.
It's not really a spoiler. This is on, like a preview or whatever. And it's like nothing of relevance really happens. It's just like the introduction to the character. On the preview, nigga, they go into the store because they think they're getting away from the nigga. Homie in the store was like, he come in there with the Ghostface mask on, and the dude like, lady, you cut me in line or whatever, whatever. And she like trying to tell him like, yo, it's the nigga or whatever. It's all these people in the store. Homie turn around like, yo, you got a problem? That nigga started poking that nigga up. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga's cleared the whole fucking store out, nigga.
Was he Dominican?
I don't think so. But he was definitely out like a It wasn't a bodega, but it was like a corner store in New York for sure.
No, I mean Ghostface. Was he like Dominican?
Did he stab niggas like that?
Hey, that's some racist allegations. I was just asking.
Hey, you said it, man.
I was just asking.
Nah, bro, he wasn't Dominican. He wasn't. I know black. He plus he play. I Dominican.
I had to ask. I didn't want to ask if he was a person of color, because I know over there, you know, it ain't the same to them.
Nigga, that nigga cleared the whole store out, nigga. I was like, yo, this nigga, did Ghostface like train in the army? Is this nigga a Marine, nigga? Like, what the fuck? This nigga CIA or something, nigga?
Ghostface. That shit would have been harder. They would have played Shay LaGhost every time Ghostface started killing a nigga. I'm telling you, that shit would have been hard.
He should have at least popped up in the movie, huh?
She's a hottie hottie. Go. Ghostface. That shit would have been hard, bro. Y'all laughing, but dead ass. The Ghostface that came out, y'all remember when he was punking Action Bronson and he came out with Teddy Pendergrass and he got in front of the camera, put his face up and was talking crazy? That shit would have been hard.
Getting shit out of everybody in the
theater. You know him and the Delphonics be having shootouts and shit, so he had no problem smoking the bitch. That shit would have been fire, bro. Yeah, I know, I'm ignorant, but go on.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Did you like it better than Creed?
I don't know. It was. I feel like it was a good movie. Like I don't really watch the movies to be scared. I'm like really like literally watching a movie for plot. So like I thought it was all right. Like people shit on the one that came out before because they didn't like the lead actress, and I had like watched the one that came out before like maybe like a week before this one. And I thought it was all right. You know that girl that plays Wendy Adams is in these movies.
I still not seen that show.
It's cool. So like the lead actress, they said she was trash in the one before, but in this one, I thought she was solid. I thought she was good. She did better. And so what they're doing in the movies now is the main character is the daughter of Billy Loomis.
Who the fuck is Billy Loomis?
The killer from the first one.
I thought there was like three killers in the first one.
There was two killers, but Billy was the one that was dating Sydney.
Like the nigga who looked like, what's that dude's name from the Pirates of the Caribbean? He looked like that dude. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he kind of looked like him to me.
Yeah. So it's his daughter. She's the main character or whatever. And like people trying to kill her because of her association and shit like that. I find that interesting. A lot of characters are connected to characters from like the, you know, whatever. But Sydney, this is the first one that Sydney went in though. But it was good to me though. I enjoyed it. Did y'all hear about this family that got paid $8 million for being detained by police at a Starbucks?
Yeah. Shit, I would have sat down and had a cappuccino for $8 million.
So I watched the video. They were traveling. She was bringing her daughter back to school, and they were traveling. And you know, I guess the Starbucks hadn't opened yet, and they're just waiting. Like you could place a mobile order and just wait until the Starbucks open, and they'll make your shit or whatever. So they sitting in front of the Starbucks, and I think she had dozed off and went to sleep. And it's a knock at the the window, and the cop is like, you know, it's been break-ins around here, X, Y, and Z. Have you, you know, whatever. And she's like, okay, cool. He's like, can I see your ID? And she's like, initially she was like, well, we didn't commit no crime. Like, why you need to see our ID? And the law says, unless you're suspected of a crime, committing a crime, you don't have to show the police your identification. They can't just stop you and ID you if you haven't done anything. The car wasn't moving, so it's not like it's a traffic stop because they were parked. And so she said no. And then he basically was saying that like, yo, you know, trying to strong arm her to show the ID. And the thing about that is it's against your constitutional rights to force somebody to show ID. Like flat out. You don't have to show nobody your identification. So once they make show ID, they pulled her out of the car, handcuffed them and all that extra shit. It's a lawsuit. She was saying it on the thing. She was like, "Don't worry about it. I'm gonna call it. It's all black people. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna call my lawyers." She was asking.
So the cops too? Trying,
huh?
The cops were black too?
No. I'm saying all of it. All the people in the car is black.
Oh, gotcha.
Like the little girl. The girl's trying to get out and go take a piss. They didn't want to let her go to use the bathroom and shit. And like she kept asking, like, why are we being handcuffed? Like, why I'm in the back of the police car? Like, I haven't done anything wrong. Like, what did I do? And they said that the police department was willing to settle with them for $700,000. She denied that shit and got 8.25 from them.
Would you still make your kid go to school after that?
I mean, you can go to school for fun. Like, it's not as much weight tied to it anymore, you know? Now you can just go and enjoy yourself, have fun, like apply yourself, but don't worry about, you know what I mean? Don't worry about what's gonna happen on the back end of this, or if you're gonna be able to get a job or no shit. Like the stress is gone. Y'all are rich.
How old was the kid? Like what kind of school? Like college?
Yeah, college. college. They'll bring her back to college. I think.
Well, I wouldn't have had a kid no more. I would have been gone. Good luck. Hey man, good luck.
Well, all of them got paid, nigga. They all went through it.
Nah, that's my money, nigga. You was in my car. Fuck you mean. Was she under 18? Or he?
I assume so. Maybe 18 or like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's my money. Fuck out of here. Darius, would you have gave them kids any money?
Of course.
I'm not a goddamn piece of shit like you. Oh, you definitely are a piece of shit. But not a piece of shit like me is correct.
I just wish I knew it was illegal for the police to ask for your ID. You know how many times I went to jail because I didn't have an ID on me?
Yeah,
so they was gonna beat your ass. You're in Chicago, you nigga. You just gotta comply.
They will lock you up for not having an ID or not wanting to show your ID. They'll lock your ass up for that.
So it's a lawsuit. They can lock you up for it, but on the flip side of that, it's a lawsuit. Like it's a legitimate lawsuit. Like you cannot unless they have reasonable articulable suspicion that you committed a crime. They can't just ask for your identification, bro.
Oh, like, shit. Well, you don't have any lawsuits I would have. If I knew that shit.
It's like legit against the law. And the wild part about it is, since it's a First Amendment violation, it ain't even, it's paperwork. Like, for most of them, I've watched these shits on, I've talked about this before. I've watched these shits on YouTube so much to where, for most of them, it's process. You know, like process, paperwork. You do the paperwork and they cut you a check. That's basically what it is for a lot of them.
So are you waiting for the cops to pull you over so you'll be like, hell no, I'm paid?
Nah, the thing about it is cops don't always do the right thing. They'll fuck you over. So you don't even get to the part where you can file a lawsuit. They'll just do you in. Police do bullshit. Like the wild part about it is they get away with it because the money don't come out of their pocket. It's not like it's coming out of the police fund. It's being paid by taxpayers, and there's like qualified immunity and shit. So they don't get punished for it. They investigate themselves and then they find out that they did no wrongdoing because they're like, you know, it's all in the house. So you don't even, there's really nothing that gets done behind the shit. So, you know, but yeah, that family got $8.25 million.
Salute to them.
Yeah, black family. She just did that shit right. She wasn't panicking. She was telling her kids, like, don't worry about them getting a lawyer, whatever. Yeah, and so this other story I saw, that this dude got out after 18 years. He was wrongfully convicted and finally got out after 18 years.
Is that the dude with the dreads?
I believe so. What do y'all think
about that? I know what you're talking about. I didn't see the story, but I saw the clip for it. I posted it in the group, but I didn't get to go back and read it. I was just like, damn, bro. You took 18 years of my life? Ain't that some shit?
There ain't enough money to pay for that.
I agree.
It depends how old I am. If I'm like 36 getting out, yeah, you can give me enough money to make up for that shit.
That's a lot of years, man.
Bro, 18 years of being in jail is crazy.
It is, but if they throw me like, you know, 8 million, nigga, I don't think I was going to make 8 million in that 18 years. Don't get me wrong. I missed out on some memories, some other shit, but I can catch up to some real good memories.
Yeah, but you don't know what happened to that man while he was in prison.
No, I'm not talking about all of that stuff. I'm just saying I can try to get some shit going because I know family pass away, all those type of things. But
you want to try to go to therapy?
Depending on the age. Oh, nigga, I'm going to have all the therapy I need in Dubai. I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, my cousin did 19 for free. He didn't get no money, so shit. I get he about to do that shit. Like, there's motherfuckers out here doing that time. They ain't get no money, but I can't. 18 years is nothing you can tell me. It's no amount of money you can get me to be like, all right, we good now? Nah, we ain't good.
I just say we good, but it's gonna feel better.
Yeah, that's probably never gonna be good. And the last little like newsy thing I got. So y'all heard about those black people that went to Mexico for the lady to get her cosmetic surgery?
Boy, yeah. the cartel did the niggas.
That's what I thought when I first heard the story. So.
Nah, the cartel put a note on them niggas. The niggas tied the niggas up, put in there. It was like, dear Mr. America, these niggas did it right here. It was there. Yeah, nigga. Like that.
My question is, nigga, do y'all think that they gave the niggas up that actually did it, or was that some patsy niggas? I think that was some patsy niggas.
Oh, no, because they didn't have to give up nothing. Them niggas have honor and some shit. Like,
no, they had to give them up because niggas was on them. Like, America was about to be on them.
And no, I get it, but... I get it, but... Nigga, all them dudes have to do that. If it wasn't them, have to say, oh, no, it wasn't us. It was Carlos and whoever, Poncho and all the rest of them niggas over there that did that shit.
Your man, yo, Darius, your man is crazy, boy.
Racist what the fuck are you now?
I'm not racist. I don't know what them niggas' names is.
You said it was my man Taco Bell, the other one.
No, no, you just said yeah! I didn't say none of that.
All right, so sports is up next. Okay, so hey, Carter, close this one out. We just got sports left and we up out of here.
Well, we can't talk about this. Like,
we can't talk about Ricky being racist. Oh, you want to save Ricky for being racist?
Y'all calling a nigga Poncho and Bean Burrito and shit.
I didn't call that nigga none of that.
Nobody said Bean Burrito. You just added that.
What you said, Darius? What you said, Darius?
I said Taco Bell. I didn't say Bean Burrito.
Say the difference, nigga. What that sound like Taco Bell? Bean Burritos, nigga.
Nachos. That's some good food, though. That shit. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, man.
Right, this here chalupas, this here all type of shit.
Hey, I ain't had a chalupa in a minute.
Yeah, my homie Chalupa did that, man. Y'all gotta get that out.
Look, all I'm saying is, I think it's really them people that they gave up. Cause like, what's stopping them dudes from being like, nah, it wasn't us. It was really like, whoever the fuck it was.
They gonna say that, nigga, cause they don't wanna go to jail.
So, you're not giving them the benefit of the doubt? You don't think they gave them the people that actually killed them?
I don't think you think them niggas just like signed up to get handcuffed and get a note attached to them, nigga. Like,
you think them niggas had a choice?
I think them niggas said, "Hey, is we gonna say it's y'all, and if y'all don't agree, we gonna kill y'all whole family, nigga."
Because my whole thing is like, what reason for would any like other people have to just go randomly kidnap them people and kill them? That's some low level nigga shit. I don't think anybody high like in the cartel really went out there and was like, you know. Oh, nigga, we just gonna grab
unless they came in and try to meet the plug or something, you know.
Yeah, unless the black folks was on some other time, like, where's my butt left? And they was like, ain't no butt left, get the fuck out of here. And then next thing you know, they were like, I'll fuck you up, nigga, I'll fall in them grave. And they was like, oh, okay. And that was that.
All right, man, so is there any notable free agent signings, anything that y'all saw that of note that y'all care to discuss?
Nah.
I just know the Bears building the Super Bowl team. That's all I know. Other than that,
they're a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's what it is.
Well, Pat Mahomes over there in Chicago? Fuck you.
We don't need Pat Mahomes, motherfucker.
That's a start. Fuck you got over there. Man. You think y'all
you need Jesus, Super Bowl team.
We got Justin Fields, nigga.
And you had him last year. How'd that work out, nigga?
We tanked on purpose.
For what?
So we get the number
one
pick.
I take for DJ
Moore. We make these trades.
I take for DJ Moore.
No, we take because we got a first round pick. Got a first round pick next year. Couple seconds. You know what I'm saying? We straight.
We signed a couple linebackers. First round pick.
We signed a couple linebackers. We gonna be straight, man.
Who did y'all get?
We got Tremaine Edmonds from Buffalo. And we got TJ Edwards from a Philly middle linebacker.
What about y'all O-line, though? That shit ass. Did y'all get
that's what the draft for.
Who y'all going to draft?
And we signed the O-line. We signed a guard from Tennessee.
Oh, nigga, we know how that works. We're not y'all not Super Bowl contenders. Y'all might make the playoffs though, which is a great start.
How much I paid them? Darius?
What is that?
How much did y'all pay him?
Jamal Edmonds got the biggest deal. Yeah. In like 17 a year.
No, I was asking him, like, about the lineman.
We could have a guard. We paid him he had $10 million a year. I think he had a 3-year $30 million deal or something like that.
Oh, he ain't really
that bad.
That nigga ain't like that, Cardo. He got 30.
Where he coming from? Tennessee. Tennessee.
Man, that's a lot of money for a guard. Shit.
That nigga ain't like that.
The tackles get the money.
That nigga be getting 15 a year, nigga.
Well, who y'all got for your tackles? The money.
Huh?
Oh, nigga, who you got for your tackles?
Oh, we're gonna get that either in the draft or we can sign another free agent. We still got the most money after spending all this money.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we still got more money than everybody right now.
Yeah, they gave up all their stars. They're trying to use everybody for their rookies.
They did a good job by getting rid of Roquan Smith and getting a cheaper linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds is just as good as him.
I don't know about all that, but y'all did a good job getting rid of yeah, you bugging out, nigga, but y'all did a good job of getting rid of
him. He is just as good as him. And we got him for cheap and shit.
Who's our running back now?
Who, our running back?
Uh-huh.
Shit, Herbert is right now.
Oh, what happened to the other one?
He ain't go well. He don't want to come back here.
Montgomery don't want to come back there.
Nah, he don't want to come back.
Y'all be all right. Herbert's good. I knew that.
Herbert ass. They need to run back bad. They better draft her.
He was running better than Montgomery's ass last year. Well, they put that in
game. Herbert can't block.
Y'all need to block. That's what you got that guard for down. Like, what the fuck you need your running back to block for? That's why y'all was losing before. Y'all had y'all running back playing the guard position. Herbert, get in there and cover up that right end. What the fuck?
Herbert's getting blown up in the backfield, man.
Hey, most niggas do. Maybe y'all could pay for Austin Eckler. Y'all got money.
Yeah, we could. We should go get Henry. That's what we should do, but we ain't going to do it.
Y'all get Henry, nigga. I ain't gonna never hear you set the fuck up. I hope y'all don't get Henry.
If y'all get Henry, know. It's gonna be interesting. I ain't gonna lie. Justin Fields and Derrick Henry together, that is gonna be so difficult to guard.
That shit gonna be easy as hell because you know that nigga only running a straight line. That nigga ain't gonna be doing nothing super, super special.
But think about our O-line can run block. They can't pass block. That's the thing.
That's what I was about to say. You have to guard both, though. Even if the nigga just running in a straight line, nigga, you guess wrong, it's a house call for Justin Fields. And if you guess wrong on Henry, it might be a house call. At worst, it'll be what, 2025?
I ain't got no faith in that shit.
I don't think we gonna do it, though. I wish we would, though. Go get that motherfucker.
If Buffalo was smart.
If you got money, you might as well get somebody. Fuck, might as well go get somebody.
If Buffalo was smart, they fucking go get Derrick Henry. Stop having Josh Allen run like he crazy. That nigga need to stop fumbling the ball so goddamn much. There's a lot of good players that can go make some teams that's, you know, contenders become champions, but them niggas be scary to give up them picks.
But it's like Buffalo don't even try to run, though.
They try to run through, not Justin, but Josh Allen. That
shit that's it. Bro. Like, they don't even try to, they don't give any running backs a chance.
They got some low-ass linebackers, though. Them motherfuckers is not big. Dalvin Cook's little brother, he ain't big. Was his James Cook? And then, the other nigga, David Singletary, not a bad running back though. They just ain't
right. That's what I'm saying. They don't give him a chance. They don't let him like get going in the running game because running back, a lot of running backs, you got to get them a lot of carries for them to get going. They don't even give him a shot.
How you feeling about Rodgers leaving?
He fired. I'm throwing a fuck Aaron Rodgers party. soon as is it official that he go?
I think they gotta wait till the 15th.
They're saying it's official that he's to the Jets.
But as soon as it's official, I'm announcing the party. I'm gonna post it on Facebook. I'm having a fuck Aaron Rodgers party.
You think he's gonna come there with the Jets and whoop your ass still?
That'll piss me off. I hope he don't play the Jets next year. I'm tired of him. That nigga been terrorizing me for years. I'm happy he gone. Get that motherfucker out of here.
That nigga gonna come to Chicago and be like, "This still my house.
I ruined this shit."
What yeah, I had to clap. I had to clap Aaron Rodgers' name. He do that.
What you gonna do if Love start fucking y'all up? And he does.
But that's not gonna happen. I'm not worried about it. So
I'm pretty sure you used to say that about Rodgers too before Rodgers.
No, I never said that about Rodgers. I knew Rodgers was nice in college. Oh, okay. When they got him, I knew he was gonna be a problem when he came in, and he sure was.
This nigga old as shit. He remember Aaron Rodgers in college. That's wild. Because Aaron Rodgers is like 50 in football years.
It doesn't need that long ago. Aaron Rodgers in college was like 05, 06, some shit like that.
God damn. This nigga Daniel locked in on that game.
I'm listening to what y'all said. I just wasn't interrupted.
It should be interesting, though. I like some of the accusations. That's well, not accusations. I fucked that hole up. I'm looking at a whole goddamn squirrel run up a tree. Y'all niggas is not engaged. My brain started going off, but I'm liking some of the pickups that everybody's gotten so far. Like, they're breaking the Eagles up. I love that shit. Fuck the Eagles. Them niggas had the easiest schedule. They had the easiest schedule as hell last year, and all them fucking Philadelphia people was talking crazy as hell. I'm low-key hoping the 76ers fucking make it to the finals and lose. That would be beautiful. Basketball, football, and baseball. Niggas are going to have heartaches on them.
Damn, that would be crazy. Wonderful.
I laugh so goddamn hard.
The Saints got rid of damn near every lineman we got. I mean, off defensive lineman we got.
Y'all are solid crap heel. Well, y'all solid crap bad.
It's really not, though. Like, Nick Wright made it seem like it's this crazy-ass thing. Them niggas was a combined 7 sacks last year, bro. Three people, 7 sacks, bro. It's really not – it's not the end of the world, bro. Like, them niggas wasn't crazy like that. Like,
they need to get rid of Kamara.
Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, they need to go ahead and let him go. He going to have all that legal shit. And he up there right now. Yeah, that nigga probably is going to jail. He made that boy crazy as hell. That nigga gave him all – that boy shit was – crazy.
They beat the fuck out that dude.
They beat the dog shit out of
Buddy. Boy, shit was pumpkin hair for real. That nigga was looking crazy. He looked like one of them Gusher candies. That shit was wild, bro. But he getting old and he got an expensive ass contract. I need to let him go. Y'all could probably pick up A-Chain from the Aggies and he probably do just as good as Alvin. That nigga quick too.
So we re-signed Jameis Winston, which is cool because I feel like you never know with Derek Carr.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Dave, how you feel about David Carr? How do you feel about getting David Carr?
I don't, man. You can ask Ricky. I told him that I'm not excited about that shit. I don't think Derek Carr is good, man. I'm just being honest. I don't think he's good.
You know, he almost won the MVP one year, man. He can play.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was a while ago. But
okay. So I don't like him. I feel they did Jameis bold last year, and I'm happy he's back. So. You know, injuries happen. You never know how shit go in this league. So he'll even more than likely he'll get a chance to play. What was I about to say? It was something else. Oh, Michael Thomas. They're talking about re-signing Michael Thomas. So I like that too.
I just don't give a fuck about nothing.
It's gonna be it's obviously gonna be for like way less money. So I'm not mad at
it. If I was y'all, I'm gonna pay Michael Thomas nothing. He seems like he don't give a fuck about football.
Well, he keep getting hurt, bro.
Oh, he don't want to play for y'all. It's one or the other.
No, that nigga got injured. So they're restructuring his deal or whatever. They're going to resign him. So I'm cool with that.
Y'all can get a new person to run slants. Y'all don't need him no more. Yo.
You're not going to trigger me.
I ain't triggering you. Y'all got, but there's better talent out there now. You just football over. It is what it is. Same thing with DeAndre Hopkins and all of them niggas is old now.
If they get him on like a little cheap contract or something like that, you know, low risk, high reward. If he still can, if he can play, if he can make it through, like,
as long as he can run the slant, he good.
When he played, the short time he played, the nigga had he broke out and beat the Falcons. Basically, the whole last couple
what
drives.
What he doing, nigga? Nigga said
he beat the Falcons.
Come on, dude. That's what we're doing. The Falcons.
It was just I needed somebody to catch passes, and he was getting open and catching passes. Nobody else was doing it.
Boy, I need to get Chris Olave some help and let that man walk. Let that nigga go wherever he want. Let that nigga go to Houston.
If I was the Saints, honestly, I would let Michael Thomas go. Like, what the fuck I need to go?
I understand.
If I was the Saints.
It's a restructure, though. So, like, he still make crazy bread because off that deal. So, they're restructuring and re-signing him to like, make it better cap-wise for him. So, that's what's happening. But it's what I think. My opinion is, if he gets signed to a low contract, I mean, it's low risk, high reward. If he can play, he'll. You know what I'm saying? If he can still play, That's just kind of how I look at it. If he can still play, and you got him on a next to nothing contract, it'll be beneficial.
We're going to see. That nigga can't stay healthy for shit. I'm trying to get rid of that nigga and Kamara. Put them nigga as a package and send them to like fucking the Giants. Let the Giants think they have fools go. They paid
They just paid dude like 35 a year, huh?
He deserve it.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, to you.
He deserve it?
Hey.
Let me ask you this. Who else he gonna get? Who else they gonna honestly get?
I'm gonna go grab another quarterback. I'm not about to pay. If I'm the Giants, I'm not paying. I'm sorry. I'm not paying.
What quarterback you that
they money. Gonna get? I'm gonna go draft another quarterback. Start over.
Who they gonna?
I'm
draft?
Not paying. Why would I pay him that much money? Why?
Who are they gonna draft?
I don't know.
That's a good question. But that's what he's saying. Like, just try again. Get locked in with Daniel Jones. I don't know, man.
Because these teams are thinking they have to play these quarterbacks. I would not pay him.
I'm not saying you got to, because you don't got to do shit. But Daniel Jones hasn't been bad under new management. Once they tried,
no,
to
he wasn't bad weapons, last year. He wasn't pretty good. Shit.
All the mother.
But to me, if I'm the owner, he's not good enough to get $40 million a year. No, he's not that good.
I'm sorry, but that ain't a lot no more for the quarterbacks. That's the sad part.
I said go out there and find that. Let somebody else pay you that. I'm not paying you that. Because hey, you ain't showed me enough for me to say you worth $40 million a season.
Not to be funny, though, Darius, if you were the owner, you wouldn't have a coach that fucking lined everybody out wide, had one center and the quarterback standing there on first down and let everybody on the 1 yard line. Like, they had some pretty stupid fucking coaches. Like, what was the old Dallas Cowboys coach? Like, they had some really bad coaches and just all sorts of shit with that boy from when they drafted him. Because Daniel Jones ain't that bad. He ain't that great. Don't get me wrong.
No, he not. He not bad. He not like a terrible quarterback. He's not. But
like, they gave Kenny Galladay, like, what was it, like $190 million?
Boy, Kenny Galladay robbed the shit out the NFL. Boy, that nigga's a legend.
They just be doing some dumb shit. So if I had to choose between Kenny Galladay and fucking Daniel Jones for paying $40 million, Kenny Galladay, that's for sure.
That's an easy choice, though. That ain't even.
It must not be, because both of the niggas got paid. Like, those niggas was just handing out bread. Like, fuck it. But
I would not pay that man that much money, man. I could do it.
I just want to see what everybody's going to do with the NFL, because there's a lot of really good players, especially like quarterbacks and shit coming up in the next few years. You got Peyton and them's nephew coming out. You got Caleb Williams coming out. You got like a lot of good people. I'm just curious who's going to fall where and
Cooper
see where this fight's going to go.
So that's gonna be interesting. I don't know if that nigga named Cooper or Archie is one of the two. I know it's Cooper's son.
I think Archie's granddad.
I think his name is Arch Manning after his granddad.
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
It's Cooper's child, though.
He's supposed to be solid. I won't say great, because they were talking about that NIL deal might be the only thing that nigga could get. That's why he went to the Longhorns or wherever the hell he signed to, because they paid him a lot of money. But they're like, nigga, he ain't like that.
If I'm one of these niggas, I'm going to get the most money possible, nigga. Fuck all that.
No, I ain't mad at it. I'm still trying to get to the NFL, though, because that's where the money for real is.
I mean, I understand that you can get a $100 million contract and shit, but nigga, if you ain't never seen shit and you can get to college and get $6 million, why not?
Right. I ain't knocking for it, but he from a family where that nigga got money. Them niggas ain't hurting. So, like, for that NIL, they was cool and all, but that ain't shit for them. He's fucking – his daddy and his uncle got fucking Super Bowl rings.
How many people you know could say that?
I guess the Kelsey family.
And his grandfather is Arch Manning, so –
that don't mean shit to me.
That nigga, Archie Manning
is a legend. That don't mean shit to me.
Archie Manning is a legend in New Orleans.
So?
But his team's ass, though.
It don't matter. That nigga a legend in New Orleans. Then his sons went to Newman.
You got his poster on your wall?
Nah. Got that nigga.
He ain't that much of a legend. He ain't that much of a legend. Go ahead and say it. He a what?
He's a white man, so you know.
So you had a Drew Brees poster.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
I don't got no. Y'all niggas are. I'm tired of y'all niggas, dog.
One. I said Drew Brees.
He's gone, Ricky. Drew Brees is gone. Let it go.
Nigga, you let it go. Take that poster down, nigga.
Oh, man.
He still rubbed that Drew Brees post before he go to sleep.
I thought Ricky was going to say, see, this nigga talk about white people. This nigga said Drew Brees. Man, fuck you, Ricky.
And that was your quarterback. You didn't touch it, dude. The whole world was like, that nigga got a noodle arm. You was like, does he? I'm going to go watch his tape. Nah, he doesn't have a noodle arm. It's the play calling. That nigga
definitely had a noodle arm, dog.
Nah, nigga, you was coming up with every excuse for that nigga.
Every excuse.
They subbed that nigga out for Jameis to throw a deep pass in the playoffs, nigga.
That's tough.
Man, that nigga had a noodle arm, dog. Yeah.
That's tough.
Oh, man.
Hey, is your boy Hill still on the team?
Yeah, he is. Do the noodle dance, man.
A noodle dance.
Yeah, the noodle dance off of PB&J Auto, I think it's called. Noodle. Do the noodle.
Noodle. What the fuck?
What?
Do the noodle dance.
What are you talking about?
Do the noodle.
Stop saying that shit.
It's a use your noodle, like use your
brain. What is wrong with you?
It's like use your noodle, okay? Use your brain. It's a thinking dance. It's a thinking dance. When they have
that's how you think? Dance. When you be writing lyrics, you're like,
noodle. Right, you like, oh, noodles.
you're a wild boy. You're a wild boy.
Noodle.
Man, what is wrong with you, man?
Noodle.
How'd you find out about this? Like a younger sibling?
It's a cartoon when I was a kid. Nigga, that shit was PB&J Otter. That shit came out in the... like the early 2000s.
I never heard of that shit in my life.
I never heard that shit ever.
That's just
got a fascination with noodles. So he just
That shit came out in 1998. PB&J Otter.
You remember
that? I was shooting people in 98, so I don't know nothing about
that. That shit was fire. Nigga, them niggas would start dancing when they're thinking, use your noodle, use your brain. Noodle.
I got no word.
What's wrong with that song? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's not like it's pause or nothing.
I didn't say nothing. I don't know why you defending it so hard. I just said I ain't got no words.
Oh, that shit is hilarious.
Like, y'all niggas is like pausing, like it's like something.
No one said pause. What the fuck?
You know the pause because you said. Like,
no, I'm not saying pause like that. I'm saying like stopping talking is what I meant.
Nigga, I ain't say that either. I just said, all
right. I didn't
say
it.
Hey,
Dave, how the song go again? Dave, how the song go?
Noodle, use your noodle. Use your brain.
No, you ain't saying it. How the song go, man?
Noodle. Use your noodle. Use your noodle. Use your brain.
Oh my god, you should shut brain and stop singing that shit.
y'all remember Out of the Box?
Hell no.
What?
Out of the Box.
I ain't gonna tell you what that sounds like to me,
bro. Man, I swear you're making this shit up, though.
And then that when that shit was going off, they'd be like, so long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now. And no, it's like the Bye Bye song, you know? Nigga, we was kids, nigga. It's been great. Nigga, PB&J Otter came out when I was 6 years old, bro.
That.
Motherfucker, I think almost 40. What the fuck you? I don't even know what the fuck a PB&J Island is.
Otter, PB&J Otter.
Like an animal?
Yeah. They were otters.
Nigga, you was listening to a peanut butter and jelly otter.
Well, they were PB&J, so it was a brown one. Wait, let me they were both like jelly colored, and the baby one was like brown. Yeah, PB&J Otter.
And what was the end of the song?
Well, that's a different show. Out of the Box was with real people.
I'm so glad we had Transformers.
It was a nigga with
he mad as shit though.
So I had Transformers too, nigga. Earlier when I grew up.
Yeah, y'all Transformers was a different Transformers.
Transformers, more than me.
Niggas in this guy.
What nigga watching Dylan Brooks?
that is crazy. This is all about Out of the Box. There's a nigga with dreads. Out of the Box was a nigga with dreads and an Asian lady.
The nigga with drugs and an Asian lady.
What? What is going on here?
This nigga making up shit. This nigga Dan is a liar. So just randomly, sometimes you be laying in bed and you start singing this shit.
Nah, nigga, I just thought of it when we sing it right now. So long.
So I think Dave said that we get off the phone with a girl. He was
this nigga crazy, dog. It was no songs on like the kid shows that y'all watch.
Nigga, I watched Transformers, nigga. Like
you didn't watch Transformers when you was a baby, nigga.
Yes, the fuck I did.
Nah, nigga, no, you
didn't. Yes, I did. My mama would tell you, don't forget I had older brothers and shit. So I was watching whatever the fuck they was watching. This was the 80s. We wasn't really walking around with VHS sets and shit yet. Mm-hmm. I think Betamax might have just first came out. No motherfuckers was expensive. We didn't have that shit.
And I was
I ain't knocking you for, you know, singing whatever the fuck you said, the Otterbox love or whatever, but
out of the box. Out of the box. That's the intro song.
Boy, they made money off that stupid shit.
Nigga, that shit, what you talk about, if Out of the Box came out today, the way people watch, these kids watch these videos over well, here and over, we go. And over again.
This nigga trying to sell me his youth. You know, when it came out in today's, it'd be a money maker. No, nigga. No baby shark.
Nobody pay attention then, they ain't gonna pay attention now.
Nigga, Out of the Box was lit, nigga. We all watched that shit when we was kids.
I've never heard of this show. If it was lit, I would have heard about it. Even if I didn't watch it.
I think Out of the Box was on Disney Channel 2, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see what year this came out. Out of the Box came out in 98 as well.
Mm-hmm. Who the fuck are these people?
That's the people that was on. That's the that they sung the song.
Nigga, that's KRS-One. KRS-One was on Disney. Yo, yo, I'm not even gonna say anything about the Asian kid because I'm gonna say I'm racist. But wow,
yeah, the Asian lady, they
for real, they got a fake. They got a fake ass Rick James, and they got a look.
Wow, this is crazy.
They did a duet recently on TikTok, man. And they
recently,
they're a little older.
And you seen that?
It was heartwarming, man, to see them people from their childhood, man. Y'all see that video? That
did you cry,
man? From Blue's
what video? Nigga, this is the first time I've ever heard or seen these people. You know, actually did not see the video.
I'm talking about Steve from Blue's Clues.
I don't know about Blue's Clues either, so that shit didn't affect me when he said that shit. Like, who the fuck is you?
You know, you saw that shit though, right? When it got put out?
I didn't see it.
He was, man, that shit was, man, dang, man. That nigga was talking to us, man.
He was like, yeah, because I see people my age talking about it. I was like, they were like, you ain't watch. I was like, no, I was selling crack.
Oh my god. I was selling crack. Okay.
How does launching this purple thing make a little yellow baby? They stole this baby.
They're all three of those was kids. So none of them make
them ain't no damn kids. This bitch got a whole kids. Bob.
That was the little brother.
That ain't no those are boys? That's a girl, dog.
The girl is the one with the Bob, and the other two are boys.
They're not related. They all got different daddies. Ain't no way in hell they're related. They all different colors.
They're both jelly colors, and he's brown like peanut butter. His name was Peanut Butter.
Wait, hold on. You know what? Nothing.
How the fuck you got peanut butter otter people?
Nigga, it's just names.
Bruh, I wish I could come help your childhood. Let's see why you're so angry.
This show is amazing, nigga. The noodle dance, nigga. them niggas used to have to think of some shit, and then like they used to just break out into a dance, nigga. And
he
be like,
is
noodle. Use your noodle.
That's why you be singing all this bullshit.
Noodle, noodle dance. Use your noodle. Use your brain.
So when you get in a tough jam in a car, you just start singing that shit and come up with a solution.
The police pull him over. He said, use your noodles.
They're going to knock his noodles.
Spray your noodles all over the damn dashboard.
That's wild. I'm so glad I grew up with Transformers, nigga. Voltron, Speed Racer.
I know all that shit, real. Too.
You know it, but you didn't grow up with it.
What you mean? What does that mean? I watched all that shit. Speed Racer.
Nigga, you were singing about noodles.
Go Speed Racer, go.
Nah, you was probably watching that newer age Speed Racer. That shit was trash.
Yeah, that's what he was watching. Was, he was watching them.
It was the old one that was on Cartoon Network, nigga. It was just the old school shit, nigga.
Well, you must have watched that shit when you was like 13 or some shit. Cause I ain't never seen no goddamn PB&J when I was no kid. We didn't have no.
Well, that was on Disney Channel, nigga. Like, went for the kid times, nigga.
Nigga, I wasn't watching no Disney Channel coming up. Nigga, we got
you know how much Disney Channel costs, nigga?
Oh my God. Y'all niggas, man. I understand, nigga. It was, y'all aged out already, nigga. I get it.
My cartoon was the crackheads out there dressed up. That was my cartoon.
I think my sister's close to your age, and I don't remember her watching none of this shit. I really don't.
It was only Dame.
Nigga, all the kids watched PB&J out of, nigga. And the Bear in the Big Blue House, nigga, they was watching all that shit.
What?
Well, that nigga was crippling? What was his house big and blue?
His old house is blue, nigga. Fuck you talking about? He big crip.
Yeah, he was definitely on his shit.
I'm
gonna keep it a stack with y'all though. I didn't like Bear in the Big Blue House, nigga. That shit was ass to me.
Why?
It just was. I just didn't fuck with it.
Nigga, it got a little purple.
You blood or something, bro?
You gotta chill, Dennis. It was just like that. Shit was just weak to me, dog. Y'all ever heard of Roly Poly Oly?
Nigga, that sounds like a dish. Roly Poly Oly.
Y'all think I'm lying about that? I swear to God, all this shit
exists. I think you lied about everything you just said for the past.
I didn't like Roly Poly Oly either. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga, what the fuck is this? This is like little block people.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
Roly Poly Oly.
Never wants to stretch.
Roly Poly Oly.
I wasn't fucking with that one.
Oh, turn the TV off on that shit. What other stupid shit you watch?
I'm about to look it up. Children's 1998 children's TV shows, because apparently this is a good year. I'm gonna say preschool, not children's.
Dang, we is not that much older than you, man.
Okay, I remember the Powerpuff Girls. I remember.
Yeah, but that don't count. That don't count. They showing like shit for like older kids, so that don't really count.
Oh my bad. Wild Thornberrys is fire.
Yeah, like I remember all that shit too. Yeah, they ain't really got.
You don't sound enthusiastic about it though. You're like, yeah.
But I was trying to find the ones from when I was a child, like you know, like more of a baby than like when.
Well, this says 1998.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking up the one for the preschool kids. They got PB&J, Otter, Bear in the Big
Blue. Wait, how old was you in 1998?
Right,
I was six.
Damn.
Yeah, I was six. PB&J, Otter, Bear in the Big Blue House, Franklin. Yep, Franklin the Turtle. Out of the Box, Muppet Babies for sure.
Those babies, old school.
Blue's Gad Ass. They just brought it out again. That's all.
Oh, no, this Muppet Babies look different from the Muppet Babies I watched, too.
That's what I'm saying. They brought it out again.
Our Muppet Babies, there was a nanny, and she didn't have no head. And then they just returned they would be going on some wild-ass adventures. That shit was fire.
Blue's Clues.
Gonzo was always trying to get some ass too.
Always.
That shit was really weird.
My homie was Waka Waka Waka. That's my name.
Fozzie.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues, Barney and Friends, Sesame Street.
I remember Barney. I hated Barney.
I did too.
I hated Barney because my little sister used to watch this shit, and it just got annoying. They would play that damn song over and over.
Gullah Gullah Island.
I remember Gullah Gullah Island.
I remember that.
Arthur.
I remember Arthur.
Actually, I'm lying. I don't remember Arthur. I just know the memes. I'm going to keep it real. I don't remember the show.
I remember the show, too.
I don't know. What else they got on here? Yeah, that's it. That's all they got on that specific panel. But in terms of, like, the kid shows, like Powerpuff Girl, Wild Thornberrys, Cat Dog, Hercules. I don't remember Silver Surfer. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't remember that either.
I don't remember none of them but Powerpuff Girls.
And I remember Animorphs. I never really watched it though, but I remember it though.
I never watched the books.
I think the Wiggles was like a little too kiddie for me.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles was like for like smaller children. Pinky and the Brain. I watched that.
Well, that's a bunch of white people. I don't know nothing about the Wiggle.
House. Yeah, I don't know, man. They still be doing shows and shit. All them people. Apparently, like it was a foreign cartoon that they brought over to America, well, not cartoon, pardon me, a foreign children's show that they brought over to America, and they're like extremely popular with it from.
I used to fuck with the Magic School Bus. That shit was fire.
Magic School Bus was fire. Yep. That's about it, though. I mean, I'm more here looking. Like, I'm more sure I could find more shit if I kept looking, but, you know.
Noodle. You remember the Ghost Rider shit we was shorty?
I remember. Oh,
Ghost Rider was fire.
Ghost Rider was that shit.
Remember that shit? You remember that shit with the purple thing? Was trying to get them?
Yeah, I remember that.
That shit was crazy, what? Dog. That shit was scary.
It was taking over Ghost Rider. Yeah, that shit was a little scary. I ain't even gonna front. I remember Ghost Rider. That shit was fire.
Yo, do y'all?
It was like the dead homie. The dead homie was coming. Right, the dead homie. Like, hey, they behind you.
Do y'all remember a show? It was a show called Zoom that came on PBS.
Zoom?
Yeah, it was called Zoom. Come on and Zoom, come on and Zoom, come on and Zoom, 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 Zoom.
I'm looking up the picture and I don't remember that.
It wasn't like a
It looked like a little kids variety show or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So this show, this one came out twice. It was a show that came out in the 70s and they relaunched it.
I was just about to say that said 1972 through 78. How the fuck do you remember that?
Yeah, they relaunched it in 97.
This nigga damn for lying about his age. This
nigga
like
That nigga's crazy. I never saw this shit from the 70s though, but I'm looking at the pictures now, nigga. They got bell bottoms on this shit.
This nigga said I ain't never seen it, but he was the one who brought it up. I never
saw the one from the 70s, I said.
This nigga Dan got that same disease that D Double got.
Right. Dan from straight out of a comic book, man.
Y'all watch comics in Diego, right?
I can't fucking stand Darius, dog. I can't stand that nigga, dog. Niggas come straight out of a comic book, man. Fuck you, Darius, nigga. What was I about to say? They used to do like science experiments and shit on there and play games and stuff. It was a really cool show.
There was a show called Donkey Hody.
That's you talking about some cartoon character. That sounds like some make believe shit, right?
Nah, this is a picture I put up. PBS shows 1990.
Y'all remember Wishbone?
I remember that little dog. He was saving niggas from slavery and shit. He shot a slave master.
Oh, well, I fuck with that dog. I never heard about this.
No, nah, really. Wishbone shot a slave master. That nigga, Wishbone was with it.
And y'all remember Zaboomafu?
This nigga just made up a curse word.
That's what he just did. And I'm going to take that a disrespect because I don't know what you said.
Zaboomafu was a lemur.
You just called me a boomafu?
It was a what? It was a lemur, like a drug?
He was a lemur, yeah. He was an animal. A lemur.
Zoomafu.
A lemur?
I'm going to post it in the chat. Zaboomafu.
It was a boomafu.
Making up Chinese words and shit.
A boomafu. Like, man. Keep disrespecting me now.
I ain't joking, though. I just put it in the chat.
The fuck is that? Oh, hell no. I'm not watching that shit.
It was a leak.
What the fuck is that? That's racist.
That shit do look like a crackhead.
That's racist, man.
That shit look like I don't know why the transmission ain't working, nigga.
Y'all ever heard of Dragon Tales?
Oh, yeah, of course I heard of Dragon Tales. Dragon Tales.
Nigga, did y'all see the Barney documentary?
Trey Lyles. Did I see the Barney documentary? Yeah. You know I showed up.
No, nigga, it's about what happened to the people that was working on that shit.
Nigga, I'm not watching
that. It's a crazy story, nigga. Nigga died, nigga. It's some crazy shit. We'll talk about it next time. What else? Magic School Bus, Caillou. Caillou was a bitch ass nigga, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
No, seriously, why? How'd he die?
So it's something with the lady that created the show. Her son kind of went crazy because of all the pressure of being like associated with Barney, and like she used him to market the shit, and basically made it seem like Barney and him was like brothers or some shit, and it was a lot of like, you know, bullying and shit associated with that. Because it got to I really want to have a more in depth conversation with y'all about it, and we've been on this motherfucker for almost 50 minutes now.
So the good shit, you just held out. Boy, I hate you.
Go ahead. But like, it's a lot of shit. Like, I didn't know that people hated Barney. There was a whole, like, an online campaign to hate Barney because Barney was so positive, and it was so positive that people hated it.
That's like everything, though.
It was so positive that people, like, hated it. So, like, there was, like, Barney Jihad on the internet and all types of shit. Like, it was crazy, bro. Barney
Jihad.
They hated Barney, nigga. They hated Barney. Like, they had message boards and shit talking about how much they hated Barney and all types of shit.
I hated Barney, too.
The parents was upset that the kids was paying more attention to Barney than them.
Darius, you are not waging war on Barney. Jihad is
a good thing. I'm going to wage a war. I just fuck with it because it was too positive, nigga. I like all nigga, that shit. I love like, you, Jake, nigga. Let's fight.
I love you.
Oh, I knew this shit was coming. Well, that's a show, y'all.
Like, I'm with all that kumbaya ass shit, nigga. I'm from the hood, nigga.
Thank you for tuning in. This was episode 69. Bro, wait till you hear
this
podcast.
I was writing the Will Hustle of my childhood. This is the thing, though, and I'm going to say this, and I know we're about to close out and shit. It's niggas didn't have time to be hating Barney, nigga. Like, that's the thing with these white folks. White folks got all the time to crusade against all of this shit.
I hated niggas Barney, was, nigga.
You hated Barney, nigga. Did you go out and with a picket sign and say, kill
nah,
Barney?
Nah, I didn't
nigga?
Do all that.
Like, that's what they was doing, nigga. They had message boards going out in public and crusaded against Barney and shit, nigga. Like, you wasn't doing all that.
Barney was a fuck nigga, though. He was.
Why was he a fuck
them graves?
He cared about Barney. Cared about people, nigga. Why was he a fuck nigga?
He was a fuck nigga, man. He was on some creepy shit with them kids. I don't know what he was on.
He was on creepy shit with the kids because he loved kids and he was helping the kids and teaching the
he
kids.
He said the same thing about Michael Jackson, brother. Think.
No, I'm not thinking, nigga. That nigga Barney, nigga. You down bad for how you talking about Barney, nigga. That nigga's a purple dinosaur, nigga.
What the fuck that mean?
When I was a child,
yeah,
when I was a child, that nigga was my friend, nigga. He kept me company, nigga. The fuck, nigga? I was learning shit from Barney, nigga.
What you learn from Barney?
Nigga was teaching me like the ABCs and shit, nigga. All types.
You didn't know
of
that shit before. He was a
ABCs,
boss, nigga.
When did Barney come out, nigga? Since y'all niggas want to be funny, nigga.
Nigga, go for it, nigga. Looking at the year, not gonna save you.
And the Barney came out the year I was born, nigga. Yeah, that nigga was teaching my ABCs. Nigga.
Oh, that was the end of the world. They brought Barney and your bitch ass.
I can't stand y'all.
That was a Barney descendant. Look at that.
I can't. Yo, what's wrong with you niggas, bro?
This nigga came.
Why
are
y'all
this
way? Why
are
y'all like
this?
Why are you niggas the way you are?
I was raised by Barney, nigga. Fuck you.
You mad at me because I was watching Barney and you was outside. Selling crack. How's it my
fact? I was selling crack to Barney. That's what I'm
talking. There was a black nigga under that. Hey, not to be racist or nothing, but there was a black nigga under that costume, nigga.
So what the fuck that mean?
That means because he was black, he was a crackhead? Wow. Okay. No, I don't want to hear that shit,
that nigga might have bought the crack that you sold, nigga.
Wow, because he's black, huh? They're making him crack.
You know, black people was doing crack, the white people was doing coke.
Wow.
Hey,
man, they used to sell coke for $30 for a school.
And you talking about me calling somebody quesadilla.
That nigga Barney became a sex guru after the show was over, nigga. That nigga teach the women, and he teach the women how to be one with their bodies, and then he fuck them, nigga.
Oh, you know that?
Well, how do you know this?
It's on a documentary.
This nigga Dave got to giggle. He like that.
Right. He doesn't know that he is. He lost.
It's a fancy name for being a prostitute, nigga. That's all that nigga is.
Yeah, that's why he was saying, I love you, you love me. This nigga
I told you doing some crazy with kids. See, think, brother. You was a third ass.
This nigga having sex with adults. He ain't doing nothing with no kids.
That nigga was a pimp.
Ain't no telling. No,
I wasn't talking about kids. I said, that's why you like him. That nigga was nasty. He was a.
So this has been episode 68 of the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. You can follow me at Dame Fresh on Twitter. You can follow the podcast at Wait Till You Pod. You can follow Ricky at 311 like the band.
Yep.
Don't follow Darius because he might shoot you. And we're about here, man. Been a good episode. Fellas, y'all want to say anything before we get about here?
Dame likes quesadillas.
This nigga crazy.
Shout out to my nigga Quesadilla. Shout out to my nigga Quesadilla, man.
Why would you have something against quesadillas?
Why would you then?
I haven't really ate a lot of them, but I don't think I don't like them, though.
You never ate a quesadilla?
No, I don't think I've ate a lot of them. Like, I've had it before, but it's not like something that I've eaten a lot of.
So you have eaten a quesadilla. You nasty.
Stop talking to me with your quesadilla breath.